Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
And hey, you know, if you haven't gotten your Scrubbing In merch yet, I do want to mention you can still get it. That's at myfanthreads.com/scrubbing in. I just want to make sure I got that link right. Myfanthreads.com/scrubbing in. There's going to be a link in the episode description. And a portion of all the merch sold is going to go to help LAUSD and those in need. It's a great deal.
Yeah, our merch is off the chain. I don't know if anyone says that anymore.
And everybody's just
it's off the charts.
Everybody's in cozies right now. Can't really wear much else.
Yeah, and it's being donated to people in need. So if you're looking to get Scrubbing In merch, now is the time. The crop pink sweater with the Scrubbing In down the sleeve is so soft, and it's like not too thick, not too thin. It's truly the perfect sweatshirt, if I do say so myself. So go and check that out. That's myfanthreads.com/scrubbing in, and you will look so cute and cozy.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and 2-time People's Choice Award winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. It's Monday.
It's Monday. Literally could have fooled me.
See, hi, Easton.
Hi, everybody. It's Monday.
It's so funny because I will say every day feels the same except for Monday still feel like a Monday to me. Like, I feel the same lethargic feeling that I always feel on a Monday.
You know what's interesting? The days actually don't feel the same to me because since I'm still working, like the weekday still feels like the weekdays.
Mm-hmm.
And the weekends feel like the weekends, but it all feels very similar in a weird way. Like I can't quite put my finger on it, but I do have to say this weekend was like such a great weekend.
Why was it such a great weekend, Tanya?
Let me tell you something, because Red Star and I got like a really good night of Schitt's Creek marathon in. So like we I think like normally when we watch TV, we can't really watch too much TV because we end up just like making out the whole time, you know, like we're still in that phase of the relationship.
Oh, young love.
Yeah. But this weekend we got like a solid like 7-8 episodes in at one time, and that's the most we've ever done. So I was like really proud of us for that.
Wow.
And then we did like a picnic thing, like a picnic at home situation where we like put a blanket down and we like packed like a bottle of wine and homemade crackers and things like that. And we played cards and we played fun like getting to know you games, and it was just like such a nice weekend.
Tell us about those homemade crackers you made.
Yeah, they look delicious.
No, they did not. They looked so disgusting.
I loved his review.
It looked like, okay, I don't know if anyone's ever been to communion in like a Catholic church, but it's like these like basically these white things. They're crackers, but they like dissolve in your mouth. Ew, I'm like gaggy thinking about it.
So I've been really into making my own almond milk during this quarantine because I never realized how easy it is. Like, you guys, it's literally so easy and there's no preservatives in it. So I'm like only going to make almond milk on my own from now on. But you get all this leftover pulp. And so I'm like wanting to try and figure out something to do with it. And so Sierra sent me this recipe of these crackers and she's like, they basically taste like Cheez-Its. And I was like, bomb, okay. So I'm making the first batch and like they were like burnt and like not great. But the second batch, I was like, oh, these are good. Like, I crushed it this time.
Based on how they looked or how they tasted?
Both.
So do you like season them at all? Or do you like, how does that
work? Yeah, you just nutritional yeast. So basically nutritional yeast is like a vegan's form of cheese.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's so good. So we were eating them and like he was eating them and he was like, do you really think these are good or just like good because they're healthy? And I was like, I think they're both. And he was like, because I can't tell if I'm eating your crackers or a piece of tree bark.
Honestly, I love Red Star because that is what I think, how I think you process everything is like you've like mentally convinced yourself that it's good because it's healthy, like it's good for you. So therefore it tastes good, which is honestly, it's like a superpower.
I do have to say though, each batch that I'm making, like I'm doing, cause it's so it's literally so easy to make. So I just do it every time I make almond milk. Each batch is getting better and better. So the one I made this morning is even better than the last. But I told him over the weekend that like me and you always joke about how when we have kids that I'm going to be the house that has like the almond pulp crackers and like
ew.
Becca's house is going to be the house with like the Oreos and the Doritos and stuff.
My kids will never want to go to your house. They'll be like, can they please come over here?
I know. I couldn't really figure out where he landed on that. Like I couldn't tell if he was like, haha, or like was happy about that. I couldn't tell.
I think he's pretty healthy, so I feel like he probably would just like maybe a balance, maybe like a healthy cracker but maybe not almond pulp crackers, you know?
Right.
But I'm glad y'all had a good weekend. I saw photos and they looked really cute.
It's so weird because I almost feel like starting a relationship in quarantine is like, so it just kind of throws you into it real fast. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you really discover if you like each other.
It's a real like marriage test run, you know?
Yeah. Like it's weird because I have been single for so long and I just like kind of wake up and I do what I want on my own terms. And so I thought it would be weird having him around all the time, but like, I actually really like it. And when he's not here, I'm like, where's my buddy?
I feel like when he's not there, those are your down days. But when I talk to you and he's there, you're all like, I'm great. But when he's not, you're like, what is life? I'm questioning everything. Like, I think it's less about the quarantine and more about Red Star being around.
It's so weird because I think a lot of people are having like up and down days. I'm trying to figure out like what mine correlate with. It always seems to do like when I have like a big cleaning day, I always seem to get like in my head about things. Let's stop doing that.
I woke up this morning and I've missed my friends and I've missed like normalcy in my family and like traveling and stuff this whole time. Like it's been in my head. But today I woke up and I was just like so frustrated that I couldn't just be like, hey, let's hang out or let, you know, it just like hit me. I also started my period today and I worked. I like can barely process thoughts right now because I worked out so hard this morning.
Wait, talk to me about your period because I'm about to get mine too. Does that mean have we always been synced up?
Hold on, Phoebe wants. I've moved the office into the closet for sound quality, and Phoebe wanted in, but now she's wanting out. There you go.
Bye, Phoebe.
She says bye. I feel like we probably have times where we're synced and when we're not. I would imagine. Being friends for as long as we have, there's got to be some crossover somewhere.
Is that a thing? Like that actually happens?
But let me tell you.
It happens like when you're around each other though. So the fact that we haven't been around each other, that's kind of crazy.
That's a deep bond.
Yeah, it goes deep.
I like where your head's at.
The week before my period is where I'm really just like my most evil, honestly.
I know, but I have to say, like, I'm so proud of you for just like, I feel like you've been like even keeled this entire time. Like, I've been a freaking roller coaster. I've been like up, down, and around. And Becca has been like steady Eddie.
Yeah, but that's all because, first of all, I mean, my personality is pretty much that. But also, my life is pretty consistent with what this is, aside from like getting to see my friends and stuff. And I've been like, well, I get to talk to them, I get to see them on Zoom. But today I was just like, I woke up and I'm like, it's just not the same. Like I was looking through pictures of like traveling and I was like, I just want to go and be able to be like, let's go to the desert for the weekend and get a house with a pool, you know?
The thing that's weird is just like, we don't know when this is going to be done. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like, no, it's like such a question mark as to when this is going to be done or how it's going to be done or if it's going to go back to normal or, you know what I mean? I think that's what's really tripping me up is like,
yeah. I did have the best burger of possibly my life this last weekend.
I know. I'm kind of jealous. Tell me about it.
So,
and you did your nails, which we need to get back to, by the way.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So the burger, I posted like a story recently and I was just saying like all the foods I was craving, which was like everything. But this girl wrote me on Facebook and she sent me the Instagram to this burger place in LA called Burgers Never Say Die. And the whole thing is like you call in to order, but they had closed once every like quarantine started, but then they were reopening and they were just doing pickup orders. And she was like, but you have to order in advance and like you have to wait in line. Like it's a big deal. Like it's very popular. So I saw the pictures and I thought about, I like was having vivid dreams about eating this burger and what it would taste like. And so I'm doing a work. So Haley and I have been doing workouts with our trainer over FaceTime or whatever, which has been great. It's like, you know, been great for me to do. But her trainer was like, hey, if y'all want a good burger, my husband is like co-owner or somehow involved in this restaurant called Burgers Never Say Die. And I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, I've literally been dreaming about a burger from there ever since I heard about it. And she was like, oh yeah, they just opened back up today. So we drove and got one on Friday, and it was, you know how you see pictures or you think about things and you imagine how they'll taste, and then you taste it and you're like, it was good, but it wasn't like exactly what I thought it would be. This was everything I thought it would be. It was perfect. And then Easton responded and gave me the validation I needed as a fellow fast food foodie.
Wait, it's fast food?
I mean, it's a burger. It's like,
It's a really,
it's a gourmet,
really well-made burger. And it's like, and then they make their fries in beef tallow, like how McDonald's used to. So they, so it's not vegan, but, it's so good. And I used, they used to do it out of an apartment complex. The guy would just like set up the griddle, like in a parking lot. And, I went when they were doing it at a, like a pub, they were doing it in a parking lot of a pub, and I waited in line for like an hour and a half. And I was like, man, this burger better be good. And oh my God, it's so good. They're so good.
Wait, I want to try that. Because when I'm on my period, the only thing I want is a burger. And I think it's because I like never eat, I never eat red meat.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
I really think you'd like it. Becca, what would you compare it to in terms of like, it reminds me a lot of a Shake Shack burger, but like a much better version of it.
Interesting, because I'm not a huge Shake Shack. I mean, I like Shake Shack, but I wouldn't. I don't like. I don't know. The most comparable for me is this place in Denver called Park Burger.
Great, this place in Denver.
Yeah. No. I said it was similar to that.
Well, he's saying compare it to something that we could have maybe tried at some point.
Oh,
Becca's like this one place, this random pub in Cincinnati.
This burger my mom used to make.
I don't know. I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't had anything like it in LA, to be honest. But the cheese is melted to perfection. It's two thin patties. The key to a perfect burger for me is a thin patty. And then the bun and the pickles are crunchy and juicy. And then, like Easton said, the French fries that went along with it. It was just absolute perfection. If you are in LA, highly recommend.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to try that and I'll let you know.
Yeah. So that was one of the highlights. And then we started Little Fires Everywhere.
Oh, it's on Hulu.
So good.
It's literally one of the best shows that's been on TV, in my opinion, in a long time.
What episode are you on?
We're caught up. We're just waiting for the last one.
Oh, I don't think I'm even caught up. I think I'm on episode like 4.
Oh, yeah. There's 7 out right now.
Yeah.
I don't know how you stopped. We literally would have to be like, okay, let's stop so that we don't watch them all in one sitting.
So here's the thing with me and TV, I can't stay up late to watch TV because I have to get up early in the morning. So by the time I like, usually like I finish work and then I work out and then I like clean and then I make dinner and then I really only have time to watch like one episode of something. So I can't really get through much stuff.
I don't know if I think you could sacrifice the cleaning session at night since you do it all day during the day.
I could. And I actually, I have to admit, I have really taken a step back from the cleaning thing. Like in the beginning of quarantine, I was like deep cleaning every other day. Like when I tell you deep cleaning, like on my hands and my, like all on forearms or four legs or whatever.
All four.
Scrubbing and dusting and like the full thing. And now I'm doing it like every 2 weeks a deep clean, and then like every day just like a little section.
Okay, well that seems a little bit healthier. Mental.
I'm really just tapering it back, but I really could be more productive because like my nail has literally split down the middle.
What happened?
I have acrylics, and so it like literally split. I don't know if you can see, but I'm like fully bending it like that. But it's not coming off, and I don't want to peel it off because I'm too scared.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't peel
it off. So I'm just letting them, like, grow out fully until I can get them done, but seems a little bit sonsy at the moment.
I mean, it's just so, like, the irony is that I always just do, like, a nude, simple color that will grow out. You can barely tell
right, like mine out.
Yeah, that's like my go-to. But before we went to Hawaii for Britt's birthday, I was like, I'm gonna spice it up, and I did a neon green French tip for the first time. And then all of a sudden, all the nail salons are closed, and we can't go. And so I have these ugly neon French tips. So finally, I was like, I filed my right hand, which, so I'm left-handed, so it's my dominant hand. So I filed my right hand down, but then I went, it took forever. And then I went to do my dominant hand with my non-dominant hand, and it was like too much. So I just left it. So I had one without the green tips, one with the green tips. Finally, I thought, I'm going to see if there's an electric nail file on Amazon that I can get. So I found one. I thought I was going to burn my nails off or like cause severe damage, but I did it, and I did it well. It took forever. And then I got these glue-ons that JoJo recommended.
Oh, and what'd you glue them on with? Permanent ink or permanent ink? It's, doesn't glue things.
Sharpie your nails in.
That's, yeah.
What am I trying to say?
Super glue.
Glue.
It's super glue. Super
adhesive. Glue. No, the nails came with adhesive, so I just put them on, but I lost one of them the very next day, and I was like, this is not going to work for me. And then I lost my pinky one. But basically, all you have to do is make sure you put enough adhesive on your nail and on the, like, fake nail. And so then I filed them down, so they look nice right now.
Those look good. I'm impressed.
So I ordered nail polish remover and just nail polish because I don't have either or. And I'm going to venture to do my toes this weekend.
Good luck.
I made a huge mistake and tried to like file my toes, and I think I gave myself an ingrown toenail. So I literally could not sleep last night because I was in so much pain.
I know. I'm almost.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah. I'm almost thinking it's better to just like not touch any of my nails until this is over, you know?
I mean, your toenails are gonna be like a hazard.
I know. And actually, because I run, one time I got gels. That's why I can't get gels on my toenails anymore, because I got gels, so I didn't realize how long I had gone without getting a pedicure. And my nail was jabbing into my running shoe that I like literally bruised. Like my nail was black. For like, it literally took 6 months to get rid of it.
Oh, so you just didn't feel the length when you were just like living?
No.
It was just like poking out of your shoe and you had no idea.
It wasn't like so that sick. Long.
Bursting
I'm
through
like
the end of the
weird
shoe.
About my toenails getting long.
I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, oh, listen to this. Oh, wait, I have a great story if we want to take a break and then come back.
Well, oh my God, what a tease. All right. Let's
what a tease.
Let's
it's a good one too.
Let's take a break right here.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes, and you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store, and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Let me tell you about this social battery over here.
Yours?
Yes.
Tell me more.
It is drained.
Why?
Because I'm not giving myself enough Tanya time.
Oh, I know how important Tanya time is.
I'm not giving it to myself because I've been working a lot, and I think I've just been overly social that I'm not factoring in the time I need just for myself.
Well, I also think it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially you, and especially with social gatherings picking up after winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I do think one of the things that has helped me with like setting boundaries of where I'm spending my energy has been therapy, and knowing how to, first of all, set the boundaries, and also knowing how to pay attention that when I'm feeling drained and I don't have capacity, that I can tap into a place where I have more to give.
And it's also built in you time.
Yes,
which exactly. Is very, very necessary. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/scrubbing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/scrubbing. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Okay, so on Friday night, after the most amazing burger of my life, Haley and I are playing Mario Kart against Marla, who's her best friend, and Thatcher, who's her brother. And we were playing, like, virtual, you know, on Nintendo Switch, you can play against each other online.
No, I don't know that, because I don't play video games.
Wow.
Okay, so on... loser. So, on Nintendo Switch, you can, like, go online, and you can play your friends who have Nintendo Switch. It is fun. And we're just, like, in the middle of a battle, and someone, like, bangs on my door, and they're like, police department. And I, like, freak out. Literally in my brain, the way my mind works, I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't gotten my registration stickers for my car. Like, they're after me. So anyways, I open the door and they're like, hi. They're like, there's like three cops standing there. And they're like, is everything okay? And I was like, yeah. I was like, we're good. And they're like, we just heard some noise coming from inside. I was like, oh, we're just playing video games. And I was like, what's going on? And they're like, oh, there was a noise complaint in the complex. And I was like, oh, for me? And they were like, no, for one of the other tenants. And they're like, do you know any of your neighbors who don't speak English? And I was like, no, I don't know a lot of my neighbors that well. I know a few of them here and there. And they're like, do you know this number? And I was like, no, I don't know who that is. So I guess there had been a complaint for domestic abuse or something. And so there's like seven cops walking around with like huge weapons on them. And I was just standing there like, yeah, it was so intense. And so they were like banging on the door. No one was answering. And then one of the other neighbors went and saw that their cars were still there. So they knew they were home. It was just so intense. So finally, I guess the girl came out and said that she had called 911, but I couldn't really hear what was going on, but I don't know what ended up happening because I like didn't want to be nosy, so I just went back inside. But it was so scary. I've like not slept soundly since
then. I literally hate that stuff so much. Like when things like that happen in my apartment complex, I get so like, I don't know why I feel like I'm mother hen of my apartment complex, because like I feel like I'm like the not the mascot, but I feel like I'm the one that like needs to like stand
the protector.
I'm the protector of my entire apartment complex because I am the apartment that's kind of like the first one, you know what I mean? So like I feel like it's my job to just make sure everybody's safe. And so when things are going on like in front of our apartment complex, I'm the one that always like calls the cops. And I do it a lot more often than one would think or hope. But I peek my eyes over the window to like see, cause I've heard like a guy and a girl, I think they live somewhere around here, like getting gnarly into it, like domestic like fight. And I'll like call the cops to like come and I'll just be sitting watching them the entire time. Scary.
And it's just like, yeah, and you don't want to get too involved, but you want to be aware of what's going on if you can step in and help. And so I'm like, these people, I think this, whoever lives in that unit, they moved in recently. So I don't even know if I've seen them around or even like, you know, if I would recognize them. But I'm like, I kind of feel the same way of like this responsibility of like being on the lookout, but also like not wanting to.
Me too. It's so weird. Like, I don't know why I like put this like on myself. Like the other day there was a homeless man. I don't know how to say this. Pleasuring himself. Can I say that?
Please do.
Yeah.
All right. Pleasuring himself just on our front lawn. And I like felt really bad because like, I felt for him, you know, like, where is he gonna, like, he has nowhere to go. But then I'm like, there's children that live in here. Like, what if one of them walk outside and see like this man pleasuring himself on the lawn right here?
Oh, I know what you're saying. Like you feel for him, but I don't know if he necessarily needs to be doing that while he's like laying in public.
Yeah. That's a different like humanly urge that you can't really help
it's
with.
Not a, it's know? A non-essential.
Yeah, it's took
did,
a turn.
Did you call the police?
I did.
I was driving.
Yeah.
That's... And
yeah, I did. But I felt bad about it. But I was like,
I know. I was driving on around Hollywood Boulevard, and there was a man with his sweatpants down to his knees and no underwear on, and he was just dancing on the streets and. I saw some things that I shouldn't have seen, you know? He was just living his life.
You
know, we're all on a different path.
Yeah. We're all on a different path. No judgment, you know?
but Becca, did you, have you heard this couple before in your like complex that was having the dispute? Is this something that's been going on for a while?
No. So weirdly that day, earlier in the day, I was sitting on the couch and heard like a scream or like a moan. I literally almost thought someone was having like loud sex or something. So it was the first time that's ever happened. Like my complex is really quiet. It's calm. It's a lot of families. And so I never thought a thing of it, but the neighbor who shares a wall with the unit that they came to check on, they said they hear them like, I think fighting or like yelling a lot. So I don't know. She just the girl that I talked to seemed like, yeah, we hear them all the time.
Man, that's tough.
So I know I think that's why I've felt so like, I don't know. Like, it's hard because, like I said, I don't want to come across as nosy or stepping on anyone's toes or being in anyone's business. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, that felt for that many cops to come out and be that concerned. It felt serious. So I'm just, my eyes are, I'm aware of what's happening and I'm keeping an eye on the situation when I can.
I mean, me too, girl.
When I first moved to LA, I went down to Fairfax and Santa Monica. There's like a bunch of like clothing stores down there. And I parked in this neighborhood and this guy pulled up behind me and his girlfriend or wife was driving and he was sitting passenger and he was just like close fist, just punching her so hard. And I was like, oh my God. So I sat there and I was trying to think about what to do. And so I get out of the car and then he gets out of the car and like starts walking towards me. And then I got back in the car and I got the license plate and I drove away and I called the police and I've always felt like a coward in that moment. And, for like not stopping. Cause like who, you know, I should have stopped him, yeah. But he was this giant dude. And so I called my dad's a police officer and I called him and I was like, I feel horrible, man. Like this woman was like in serious need and I left. And he's like, in those situations, really the best thing you can do is be a good witness, because what would have happened, he's like, you would have gotten a fight with him. He would have like beaten the crap out of you and then the cops would have come and then who knows, you know, maybe she would have denied it. Who knows what would have happened. So
yeah, I think that's the best thing to do too. Cause it's like, you want to help, but it almost could do more damage than good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And like, and the truth is, like, if I somehow got involved, it could, if it's a situation where things are bad and she might be in denial or whatever, mm-hmm. it might make things worse for her the more that people are involved. So I think I'm just going to, you know, if I hear something that's like suspicious or not out of the norm, then I'm going to, you know, be aware of it this time.
Yeah, so. Definitely.
Yeah.
But to do a slight pivot, who's your character in Mario Kart? Who do you like to race as?
Oh, so I race as Peach, Princess Peach.
Interesting. I'm a Wario guy.
And I win. Really? Actually, I see that.
Let me just say it here right now. If you guys hear me talking about ever playing a video game on this podcast, you will know that I have officially cracked.
Honestly, it's so fun.
Just saying that, just throwing that out now. If anybody sees me playing a video game of sorts, you will know Tanya has cracked.
We're in week 12 of quarantine. Tanya's playing Animal Crossing and like obsessing about her acorns.
Honestly, though, of all the things I haven't played, but from what I've heard, I could totally see Tanya getting obsessed with Animal Crossing and acting like it's her duty to do her jobs or whatever on that game. You'd feel like you were being so productive. So
I haven't played it either, but I could also see that. I'm a cool guy. I don't play that many video games. I'm very cool.
I don't know. I got quite a lengthy list of things to do before I get a Nintendo. So,
well, they're like sold out everywhere. So good luck.
Yeah.
You're lost.
I think I'd rather order a printer and practice like printing things than play video games.
Practice printing?
Printing.
What's there to practice? What a command.
It was like her trying to be like sarcastic, but it was just a bust.
I can't hang out, guys. I gotta go practice my printer.
Yeah, sorry. You're playing your video games. I gotta go practice my printer.
We're doing double-sided tonight.
I'm just like creating my own games over here.
That's dark.
Mattel, printing. Give me a call.
Have either of you tried to learn, like, I'm sorry if you've already brought this up, but have either of you like learned a new instrument or something like that or anything?
Like during the quarantine?
Yeah, and I guess not just in general, but.
No. I haven't. Have you?
Have I?
Yeah.
I mean, where'd it go? I have a I have a ukulele that I've been practicing, and I also have this ocarina that I'm trying to break into, but that's about it.
Yeah, what I feel like ocarina? I don't really, it's weird because I'm like, I don't have the time to like,
yeah,
do anything really aside from like,
I mean, you're working like full time and every, you know, like life hasn't really changed.
It's only the weekends where I have more time than I usually do, but I'm trying to treat my weekends like I would like a regular weekend. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I think people sometimes use the weekends to learn new hobbies.
Yeah. I do. I wish I was reading more. I do wish I was reading more.
It's so easy to like, at least for me, because like, I'm the same way. Like I've got like three books by my bed and I keep telling myself like, oh, when I get into bed, I'll pick up the books. But it's so easy just to be like, just like on your phone. And then
like I'm either on my phone or I'm cleaning. If I cut out the cleaning, I could really make something good in that window.
I spend so much useless time on TikTok. It is the worst. Like it's the best and the worst because I lay the other night, I've not been sleeping well. Like I don't know what's going on. I'm just really having a hard time sleeping. And the other night I took 2 Advil PM and I read a book, put my phone down and read a book. When I say I don't even remember falling asleep, it was the best sleep I've gotten in forever. And I'm like, I don't know if it was just the Advil PM or if it was just putting my phone down and reading a book.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because the phone just like keeps your brain going.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to try that. I'm going to try that with Red Star.
What?
Putting the phone down?
Reading before we go to sleep to see if it gives us better sleep.
I think it does. I mean, I notice if I can just put my phone down, it's just dumb. I'm like, why can't I do this every, why do I feel like I have to go through TikTok for 20 minutes before I go to sleep?
It'll all be there the next day. You know, you can check it in the morning.
Just a bunch of useless. I'm like, oh, wow, that's a great, easy recipe. Or, you know,
I'm just literally like, thing. I'm fully going to try this week and I'll report back next week if it helps.
Oh yeah, that's great. I'm sure and also if anyone's listening, if you have any remedies for sleep, I am a big advocate for CBD. I'm into melatonin. I just can't find one that really does the trick for me. So
I got this, Red Star is having a little bit of problem sleeping as well. And so I got this little, like essential oil that I put in my diffuser. That's called like Good Night. I don't really think it's working for him, but it smells quite nice and it puts you in a tranquil space before you go to sleep. So maybe try that.
Yeah, that's called lavender. I've tried that.
Oh, do you need something harder?
Yeah, I need something in my system.
Oh, okay.
To help. We have a guest on today and I'm actually super excited to chat with her. Her name is Dr. Viviana Coles, and we're going to call her Dr. Viv. I think that's what she goes by, but, she is, she's a doctor of marriage and family therapy. She's a certified sex therapist, and she's also an expert on Married at First Sight on Lifetime. I'm excited to get her on the phone because I think this is a really interesting time for couples who have never spent this much time together and wondering if they are in the right relationship with the right person or if this is a sign to get out now. So we're going to bring her on in a second and we're going to take a break and we'll be right back with Dr. Viv.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes, and you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
All right, you guys, we are back and we have Dr. Viviana Coles in the building. Well, on our phone, Zoom, whatever. She's here. She's with us.
I'm here. Thank you.
So you go by Dr. Viv.
Actually, I don't.
Oh,
it's funny. Everyone's been calling me Dr. Viv, and I'm like, I love that. No, I mean, I go by whatever anybody wants to call me is fine. My name is Viviana, but everybody calls me Dr. Viv, and with my family, they call me Vivi, and then I have a lot of friends who call me Viv. So Dr. Viv is, I like it. I like it a lot.
I want to set up what you do because you are a doctor of marriage and family therapy and a certified sex therapist.
That's right. So every day, all day, I'm talking to people about intimacy issues, physical intimacy, especially, but emotional intimacy, because as we all know in relationships, you got to have both to feel like you're in a healthy relationship. So that's what I do day in and day out. It's a lot of fun to help people, but it's also really heavy stuff. So a lot of people are like, oh, so I guess you talk to them about positions and stuff. I'm like, yeah, like 5% of the time, but most of the time it's because nothing's going on. Like nothing's going on in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. They're on the verge of divorce. They've been unhappy. They're really trying to reconnect. And it's been like 8 years, you know, like it's pretty dramatic in my office.
Here's my question to you. How do you notice like a pattern or like, how do people get to that point in their marriage? Because like in the beginning, all you want is like intimacy. And then like, when does that turn happen? And how do you like prevent that?
That's a great question. I've actually never had anybody ask me that, but I am constantly dealing with it. So I'm really glad you asked that, Tanya. The thing is, I think for a lot of people, they really rely on their hormones and their urges to drive desire. And when that naturally starts to peter out over the course of 18 to 24 months, people usually either just say, oh, this is how it's going to be, or they break up with each other. So a lot of people are not focusing on that transition. And I wish people would come to me early on so I could help them through the transition that we all go through, because mentally and in our brains, we cannot handle that same level of passion that we have in new relationships past 18 to 24 months max. So you're going to see a lot of people who are in these monogamous relationships, serial monogamous relationships, but they're only for like a year and a half to 2 years at the most. Some people can't even make it that far. But yeah, I think that transition is what people really need to work on. How do you transition from passion to something that's more of like a long-lasting burn?
That is so interesting.
It's so funny because I had a friend who would always say she was addicted to love. And I think what she meant was she was like, because she would be in those serial relationships where they would last like a year, year and a half. And then she'd like, it'd be on to the next one. And she's like, I'm addicted to love. And now that you say that, it's more like she was addicted to that passionate love that's in the beginning of a relationship.
So you're saying that there's like an actual hormone that is like being used in that beginning, and then that just like naturally goes away?
So it's actually brain chemistry that we're talking about. And I'm not a neurologist, so I won't be the person to like really give you all the, you know, details of it. But I will tell you that it is common knowledge that 18 to 24 months of passion is what you get at most before it starts to really need to change. And you know, it almost needs to have like a metamorphosis in order to change into something that's lasting. And a lot of couples don't do that. So what ends up happening is they just kind of let it dip. They think, okay, it'll come back. Don't worry. It'll come back. No problem. And then it doesn't come back because they haven't put any work into keeping that spark alive. And then it feels like, it's funny, I tell my clients this a lot, it feels like they turned off the gas to the house, and every time they want to get it on, they have to go call the gas company, turn it on, then go light the pilot light, then light the burners. And it's like this huge, big deal. And so everyone's like, ah, it's too much trouble. I'm stressed out. I'd rather just sleep. Because for a lot of people, they do need their sleep. But at the beginning, you didn't need that sleep. You could have lost your job and you wouldn't care.
Wait, I'm so intrigued. So can you tell us like one thing to do? Like what can people do?
I think we need to take a page from a lot of men's books, which is the idea that they talk about sex often, they think about sex often, even if it's not like in a really, you know, it's not like they're trying to masturbate all the time or anything, but they at least think about sex. They think about pleasure when it comes to sex on a daily basis, multiple times a day. And that's not the case for a lot of women. We tend to not prioritize our sexuality and our sexual feelings and desire until we have to switch it on when we're in the bedroom. And that's something that I think men are awesome at, because the reason that they always seem like they're ready, you know, quote unquote ready, is because they've been thinking about it. No, they haven't gone through like this entire fantasy every 3 minutes or anything, but they at least think about it or allow outside messages from movies, TVs, ads, radio, podcasts, they allow those messages in and they don't just kick them aside like a lot of women do. You know, if we're not in a sexy place or a sexy mood, those things just bounce right off of us. What I would love for women to do is to allow them in every once in a while, like 3 out of 5 messages, let them in.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
So are you saying for like at 18 to 24 months, that's kind of when that brain chemistry stops for women, or is it for both men and women, or is it just like a couple?
No, I mean, it's for everyone. And it's mainly if you're in a relationship, you're assuming you both started at the same time, that timeline tends to be true for both people. And unless somebody's like gone outside of it and has new relationship energy with somebody else. But typically, if you're in a monogamous relationship or if you're in a committed relationship, that time frame is for both of you. And what I have found is that couples who last the longest with having that sexual component to their relationship, it's because they have actively kept it alive. They have nurtured it. They haven't thought after the kids, you know, once the kids are sleeping on their own, once the kids are, you know, this, once they're going to school, a lot of people think it'll come back. It was there, it'll come back. And that's wishful thinking. And it doesn't really happen without the help of someone, you know, qualified typically, like myself, to say, hey, let me tell you what this is going to look like so that you can be ready. And if you've already let it go, it's going to take work from both of you to reprioritize it. And look, I'm not the kind of person, I'm a sex therapist, yes, but I'm not the kind of person who's going to tell you, you need to prioritize sex over everything else. No, we've all got lives. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody got time for that. But you've got to be in the top five, at least, if you're in a relationship. Most people don't sign up to be in sexless relationships. And if you did, okay, that's fine. If both of you signed up for that, that's fine. You're not going to be coming to my office because you're happy. But for the people that typically go into a very normative relationship, they are expecting to have sexuality and sexual intimacy as well as emotional intimacy be a part of that relationship for the long term. And it takes work, but when it's two people, it doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel like as hard as if it was just one person trying to, you know, carry that torch for the mm-hmm. sex life, which I find a lot of men do. Or every once in a while in my office, I do get that woman who's like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I constantly am all over him and he's just, his head is somewhere else. And there are lots of reasons for that. Some can be detrimental to the relationship as far as it being a betrayal happening. And other times it's just a lot of stress. It's a lot of stress. We have a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, have you found that business is like booming for you right now with so many couples spending probably more time than ever together?
Well, I'm really fortunate that the type of work that I do is kind of always in need. But right now, yeah. I'm getting more people who are available more often for sessions because I get a lot of Disney people. I get people in you know, your business. I get people all over. And to get them to be able to have a regular hour every week isn't often the case. And now they're like, can we talk to you for 2 hours? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So, yeah, it's more that the availability is more there. And even yeah. my availability is opened up a bit more because, you know, as things are kind of slowing down or morphing into a different way to do shows and film and all that. So it's a lot of that combination, but I'm so glad that people even know that someone like me, like a certified sex therapist, even exists and that they're mm-hmm. willing to reach out for help, because this is the sort of thing. When sex isn't going well in a relationship, people will say it accounts for 70% of why they're unhappy. But when it's going well, they're like, oh, it's no big deal. It's like, sex is what, like 10% of a relationship? It's a big deal when it's a big deal.
I do want to say, though, yeah. I do think there's ways to be like sexually intimate with somebody and not actually having sex with them.
Absolutely. So when I talk about sex, I'm talking about what you're saying, Tanya, which is this idea of there can be sensuality. There right. can be this undercurrent of sexiness, but I'm not talking about intercourse. I think that a lot of people, once they cross that line, quote unquote, into intercourse, they think, well, if we're not doing that, then it's not worth it. Like, what are we doing? And again, the people who are happiest have variety. They're making out still. People make mm-hmm. out. I'm like, go home and make out with your spouse. Do it in a place where you can't do anything more because you'll get arrested. Like, make out, you know, touch each other, give each other massages, take showers together. Give each other hand jobs. Like, it doesn't all have to be about penetrative intercourse.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a very, an email that came in from one of our listeners, and we definitely feel like this is professional advice that is needed. And so Easton's going to read the email And I think he's going to check and make sure he's saying the word right.
Hi, Dr. Viv, Dr. Viviana. This concerns a condition called vaginismus. Am I saying that right? All right, cool.
You are vaginismus. Yes.
I've been practicing all day. Okay.
muttering to himself.
Yeah. Not anything different than usual. So here's the email. I was diagnosed with vaginismus about a year and a half ago. It's an involuntary spasm or contraction of the pelvic floor muscles when anything approaches for penetration, which makes sex extremely painful or not possible. I'm a Christian, and I've been saving myself for marriage. Since being diagnosed after an exam because of extreme pain for failed attempts of a pap smear, I've tried going through a graduated dilator program and seeing a pelvic floor physical therapist. Neither of these was completely successful, though I do think they helped a little. I got engaged in December and plan to get married in June, but I'm so afraid sex just won't work. I'm dreading my first time, and I don't want this to ruin my marriage. My fiance has been super patient, supportive, and encouraging. Do you know anyone who struggled with this?
Wow. Unfortunately, I have heard of many, because I see a lot of these situations where it can feel like there's this unconsummated marriage situation happening. And while that's a very outdated term, it's what they're coming in with. They're saying exactly what your caller is saying. And this is a problem. It's a very rare problem. It's not something that happens typically just out of the blue. Sometimes it's something that has happened or continued since, adolescence. It's not something that will just happen out of the blue. It can. There's always exceptions. Typically, it's an underlying anxiety disorder, which is why going to see a pelvic health floor therapist is awesome for education, because the education will give her the knowledge and the confidence in her body and in her anatomy to know what exactly is happening. A lot of times women will come to my office, and the educated women, 35, 40, 45 years old, who will be like, well, down there, something isn't right. And to get them to understand what down there really means, or to get me to understand what they mean by that, it takes a lot of education, which I love to do. I just wish it was something that they already knew about themselves. So we often talk about men having performance anxiety and how that plays out. But we don't often think about the person who's actually allowing something to penetrate them.
Yeah.
That's performance anxiety too. Sometimes people in my field will call vaginismus like a panic attack in the vagina. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm surprised it's as rare as it is, but I guess a lot of people don't want to talk about it. I wish they would, so they could get help, because fortunately, many a baby has ended up after coming to see me. It's like wonderful. You can get through it, is what I'm trying to say. You can work through it, but it's not something that will happen overnight. And it's not something that if you say, just relax, let it happen. No, that's not the way it works. There's a lot that goes into it, and it takes a lot of vulnerability. I love that word, because it really does mean a lot, but it takes confidence in someone else, trust in someone else, trust in your own body. I mean, there's just so much that goes into this receiving of a penis. I mean, it's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, I think what you said is spot on. She was anonymous, but I really applaud her for like being open and vulnerable and asking for help and advice, because I think what you said is might be the first time she's heard, like, okay, great, you focused on the physical therapy, but now it's time to figure out what's going on. What mental block is there?
Well, and women who are in her situation, the first thing they'll do is talk to Google, and they'll go online and say, how do I fix this? What is this? I can't have sex, is what they'll look up. And all of these things will come up saying it's vaginismus, vaginismus. And it might be, yes, that might be the case, but how you work through it is not going to happen online. And yes, you can get the dilator sets and you can start working through that. But just because you can have something insert does not mean that it's going to end up working out in the bedroom in a sexual experience. So that's part of it. And I applaud women for even going that route. I found that a lot of times they'll come into my office after having used the dilators and say, okay, I was able to get to this one, but there's, I can't do that with my partner. I can't replicate it. You know, it's not the same. Or they'll say, I was able to do this, but then it was like, oh, this isn't fun. Who wants to do this? I don't want to spend time every other day working, you know, having something inside me. And, you know, it's not sexy. So when it's not sexy, or if they're not in a relationship, they don't feel the pressure. But then if they are in a relationship, they feel the pressure. So it's not easy. So I applaud her for asking, but it's definitely not going to be something that she finds online.
Yeah. Good to know. Google is great for some things, but sometimes for other things, it really
is. It's good to find out that she's not alone. She's definitely not alone. And there is something, there's a name to this, but as far as the working through it, it's probably not going to happen that way.
Yeah. Well, we so appreciate, I feel like we could talk to you all day, but we so appreciate you coming on. I know that you're on Married at First Sight, and then there's a reunion special that you'll be on this Wednesday. Is that correct?
Yeah. So the reunion special is for the cast. They're coming back and sharing what's been going on since Decision Day, which just aired this past Wednesday. Married at First Sight has been an interesting way to kind of see how couples deal with going from like straight up single to straight up married in the matter. And then to have the cameras so that we can understand what it's like and they can share their experience with us. It's so amazing. I'm really, really just ecstatic to be a part of the whole process.
I mean, it is, I cannot even imagine being in their positions, but it's so, I mean, it's fascinating because you watch it and it makes sense how it can work with the professionals that are behind it. It's not just like Bumble dates going.
No, and it's not just, hey, let's roll the dice and put these people together. There are months of trying to figure out who these people are and what they need and what they want. And then finding out to the best of our abilities, how to make sure that we have paired them with someone that they could have long-term success with, that they could have a lasting marriage. It's a lot of pressure, but it's really special. I mean, this is like, it's modern day matchmaking, but on steroids, because we're trying to think of all these scenarios, but the truth is we don't read minds. So we can't tell the future. We don't really know what's going to happen. We hope and we think it's going to go a certain way, but then just like everyone else, we're watching the episodes and there are certain things that we thought, oh, okay. So when she said this, I thought it was like this, but that face she made, of course he was going to take it the wrong way or whatever. So it's just really interesting to watch, especially even though I was a part of it. It's an interesting show. Someone gets something out of it. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's such a popular show. I think people are just so fascinated by the concept and the idea. But I remember when I watched it, I'm like, we're all trying to find someone we match with. So why not get professionals to do the research for us and then put us together with someone?
Yeah. And the truth is we take it very, very seriously. We want the best for them. We want people to see what healthy marriage is like. You know, a lot of us, the three experts, the ones that do the matching, we all do this for a living on the side in one way, shape, or form. Right. And we know how difficult it can be, but the people that we picked have made us feel very confident that they're ready for marriage. Do we know that they're ready for marriage? We won't know until they're actually married, because by the time it starts, they're already married. It's already done. They take that deep dive into the deep end, and then we just sit back and hope that they're into each other and that they treat each other with respect and that, you know, they can grow into something that's more lasting, like love, and that they show each other the potential that we've seen.
Yeah, that's awesome. Where can people find you on Instagram, website? Where can they get more information about you?
Yeah, so my name is Dr. Viviana Coles. And my website is drviviana.com. My social media is Dr. Viviana. I have online programs. I have an online community you can be a part of. I love what's happening on Instagram because people are asking me these sorts of questions all the time. And with like IGTV, and I can just be like, hey, let me answer this question, and whoever happens to come across it might actually learn something. So it's such an amazing platform, Facebook and Twitter and all of that. But yeah, social media has been awesome for my field, because, you know, like, this is what we do. And I love one-on-one, but I also really enjoy being able to help lots of people who I'll never see in my office.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's really cool. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us and give our listeners some insight to, I mean, like I said, I feel like couples right now are in the, they're like, do I really like this person or not?
Well, and everybody needs to remember, this is new territory. Be nice to each other. Give each other space. Keep your expectations really low. We don't need anybody thinking like, oh, this is our chance to really renovate our marriage. No, everybody's stressed out. Everybody just needs to be able mm-hmm. to like retreat to their corners and then come back together and have fun. We don't know how long we're going to be cooped up. So don't start, you know, stirring up everything. Don't stir the pot during quarantine.
That's really good advice. Be nice to each other. That's the main takeaway.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Viviana. So we much. Really appreciate it. We can't wait to have you back.
Yeah, literally, I could talk to you for so long.
I would love to.
I just feel like it's such like a miss. I feel like women don't talk about things like this to each other or out loud. And like, it's like, how are you supposed to know what feels good to you if you've never, you know what I mean? Like, I barely know. I'm 30. How old am I? 32. I lost my virginity at 19. And I, you know what I mean? It's like, I still struggle in lots of things. And mm-hmm. like, I don't know. I just find it's such like a under spoken about area.
It's still pretty taboo. I mean, I try to make it as easy to talk about these things, but it's still pretty taboo. And a lot of people don't want to admit it when they're struggling in the bedroom, especially men. Men, I mean, they have to have practically their penis falling off before they'll go get help about it. Right. I think it's really important that it's not just women who aren't talking about it, it's men as well. And you just need to do it. Just get it out there.
I agree.
Yeah, it's great advice. Well, thank you so much. Stay safe and enjoy your time with your family. And we will talk to you soon, hopefully.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Keep in touch. Thank you so much, guys.
Take
care. Bye. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes, and you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
So having Dr. Viv on made me realize something that I didn't even ask you about, Becca.
What?
How is your relationship doing in this quarantine?
We're great. I think the thing is, to be honest, I don't really feel like we need a ton of time apart from each other. Like, I haven't had any moments where I'm like, I need my space, but we each have our own place. So if one of us needs the space, then there's an escape in that way. But I haven't really felt that immense need for space. So like, we've been good, but I think there's moments where there's stress or like fear or anxiety about just like the overall situation, but we're pretty good at communicating and like talking it out. Like last night we talked about just, it's so easy to focus. I think human nature is to focus on ourselves and our personal situation of like, how am I feeling? Which I think it's great to check in and like make sure that you're feeling healthy and like your mental health and your physical health. I think that is very necessary, but in the grand scheme of things, being bored or wanting to travel and not being able to is so minute compared to the overall scenario. So we had this conversation last night just talking, you know, like verbalizing that, and that it's important to be aware of our situation and how we're feeling, but also take into consideration the bigger picture. So we're good. We've had a few like bickering arguments, but nothing where one of us slams the door and runs out or anything.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you laughing at?
I mean, it's just so interesting. It's just like, I feel like we're all going to look back at this time and just be like, do you remember that time when like everything just shut down?
I mean, yeah, we're literally kind of in a very historical time. Like, this will be written about in history books, you know?
Yeah, it's really wild. And I almost think I've been thinking too, like, Red Star and I were talking over the weekend, and he was just like, you know, it is kind of crazy to be like thrown into the situation in a new relationship. You know what I mean? Because like,
yeah.
I mean, they're like this week, like we literally just spent like 72 straight hours together. And like, that's, you know, not normal for a couple that's like a few months in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, and normally those 72 hours would be spent like, you know, a weekend in like, you know, Santa Barbara or something like that. It's not going to be like just stuck in your home, like with the doors locked.
Totally.
Yeah. With the smell of Clorox just singeing your nose hairs.
Lots of Clorox.
It's so funny, though. I was interested in what Dr. Viv was saying about how our, you know, we stop that honeymoon phase or whatever is kind of over in sexually, I guess, in 18 to 24 months. And it's funny because I remember your long-term relationship, I remember asking, like, did it last? Did that feeling of passion last the whole time y'all were together? And you said yes. But during that time, y'all were, most of the time y'all were together was long distance, right?
Yeah.
So it kind of lingered on because y'all were so limited on your time together. So it did feel like new every time you got to see each other.
Yeah, maybe. I know. I'm so interested in that 18 to 24 month thing.
I mean, it makes so much sense. I feel like so many of my friends have been in it, the 2-year mark. People are like, I don't know if this is it, because maybe that feeling's just gone. And so they think that because that's gone, that means the relationship's not what it was or something.
How sad.
Did you find that to be true, Easton?
No, but,
Really?
Yeah. I don't know, but I know our situation is atypical. I think so. I'm still waiting. You know, we've been married now for almost 3 years, and we've mm-hmm. been together for like, oh God, 5. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just each, you know, I find the passion gets stronger by the day. So, yeah, you know, I'm waiting to hit that point, 'cause I know it's going to come, but, it hasn't yet. I don't know what to tell you.
Wow.
I know.
They defy the odds.
You know, I'm a man of intense, passion, and I just want to get that on the record. You know, we have one email I wanted to get into really quick, if you guys are up to it.
Up for it.
Yeah.
This is from Marissa. She needs some advice, and I think you both are very suited for this. I want to find my red star, but it's been so hard. I don't know. This happens. I always get super uncomfortable around men who ask me out or like me. I can like someone, but once they find out they like me too, I freak out and I back away big time. I wanted to cry when a nice man bought me lunch at work and sat across from me. I was so uncomfortable. Do you think this calling in the one book will help me and get me out of this hole? I'm 28. I've never had a boyfriend or even a first kiss before. I've never had any traumatizing experiences when I was younger either. I don't know why I am this way. I don't have dating apps or online dating. Do you have any advice for me on how I can overcome this?
I gotta tell you, that calling in the one book did some wonders on me. I don't think it's a bad place to start. It's like $11 on Amazon. And it actually really like helps you work through things. Like it made me, and I do a lot of self-help. It made me realize things about myself that I never realized before. So I don't think it's a bad place to start.
I'm waiting for the day when you say, you know, I don't think it's a good idea. You can pass on them. Like, I feel like it's probably just a good idea for anyone to do if they're looking to get more introspective and get to know themselves better, you know?
Sure. 'Cause it's like, I think sometimes you kind of get stuck in your dating rut. Like you think you're doing everything right. And then like, it takes an outside source. It's not necessarily a friend or family. Like this is literally just like a woman, a book that doesn't know you, but like, she's just kind of telling you what time it is, you know, like she's like, rip this up, do this, think this, like, and it just kind of, it's like the harsh reality that I think a lot of people need. And then like, I mean, I don't know. It made me realize a ton about myself. And then like, cut to, Red Star came into my life.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like more, I mean, obviously finding Red Star was the cherry on top, but right. I think more than that, what you talked about of how it helped you realize patterns in the way you handled relationships or, you know, just how you handled dating in general. I thought that was the most interesting part of the book, because I remember thinking, like, even being in a relationship, I think it would be beneficial to read. And so I think the thing is that we kind of let the pressure of what everyone is doing around us to get in our heads. And I think not having a boyfriend and being a certain age and not having your first kiss and being a certain age makes you feel like you're not doing something right or that something's wrong with you. But the truth is that, like, you're just on your own time, and, like, you can't get into your head about what society's telling you, what age you're supposed to be or what your life is supposed to look like at that. And I think we let a lot of that get into our heads, and it becomes almost this weird anxiety that we have when someone sits across from us and buys us lunch and sits down to have a conversation, when that should just be, it shouldn't even be something that stresses us out, you know?
And that's the thing, like, I was kind of like saying with Dr. Viv, is it's like you're absolutely right. We, like, create this idea of what things are supposed to look like in our head. And then the more and more we get on that, the more and more uncomfortable we are with, like, dating, you know what I mean? Like, it's a double-edged sword. Like, it kind of, it just counterproductive.
Counteracts.
Yeah.
You got that. Yeah. You're in the ballpark.
It's counterproductive because it's like, you want to find someone, you want to, you know what I mean? You want to all these things, but then you're thinking about it so much that you're creating this, like, wall up around yourself, you know? And I think that, like, I do think it was coincidental timing that Red Star came into my life when he did, like, with this finishing the workbook, because it could have been a year from now, it could have been 2 years from now, who knows? You know what I mean? I think that was, like, coincidental. I think the book really does just kind of put you in that mind frame of, like, stripping things back, stripping things away, and just, like, really being, like, aware of yourself and what you want and where you want to go. And I also think too that things are gonna, don't always turn out the way that you envision them in your head. I can assure you that. Becca, I think you can echo my sentiment that, like,
yeah, I mean, things don't, we from the time we are little, and we watch our first romantic movie, we have an idea of what our lives are supposed to look like. And all of a sudden we realize that maybe we're not that main character in the movie, or maybe it doesn't look the same for us, or maybe our family's different than what their family looks like in the movie. And I think the reality is that we're created to make expectations for ourselves. And if we don't make those expectations, we feel like we failed or disappointed. But the truth is that you adjust to what works for your life. And I think practicing the things that make you uncomfortable, like, make conversation. If you see a guy that you think is cute, even if you're like, I'm not going to marry this guy, but if you're like, I find that guy cute and he seems like charming and nice, like you hear him talking to someone else, maybe approach him and start a conversation and challenge yourself to make normal, everyday, you know, conversations with people feel comfortable for you. Because sometimes you have to practice getting uncomfortable to eventually feel comfortable in certain situations. So I think, from what I've heard Tanya say, that book is a great way to start. But also, you can't just sit alone in your house reading the book and doing those practices. You have to put things into action.
You have to get out there.
Make an effort.
You have to try. You have to fall. You have to get back up. You have to try again. Sometimes you have to try for quite some years, to be honest. But guess what? It all works out the way that it's supposed to. I can assure you that.
Yes.
It'll all work out. I know we have to wrap it up here. I have three very small and quick pieces of business. We have another email from Jen. She wants help to convince her husband to name her child Easton. It's the best name that's ever been invented. I've had a lot of good luck with it. Jen, if you want to DM me on Instagram, I'll send you a PowerPoint that you can give to him. I've got a lot of points there. I'm being dead serious about that. Also, Mark's not with us because it's his daughter Allie's birthday. I want to wish Allie a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Allie.
I don't know if you'll listen to this, but your dad's going to have to. And last but not least, our dear friend Crystal is celebrating a birthday this week. We love Crystal so much, And I hope she has the best day ever. I just want to make sure we wish her happy birthday on here.
Oh, we love Crystal so much. Crystal, I hope that you're having the most amazing birthday in the quarantine times. Crystal. And I can't wait to hug you again at our next meetup or event where I get to see your beautiful smiling face.
Crystal, I love you so much. I hope you have the best birthday. Not only birthday, I hope that this year is truly the best year of your life. I'm gonna speak that out for you right now, right here, right now.
Crystal, you make everyone's life around you so much better. You're such a light, and you've been such a great friend to Allison and I over the last year or so. And just hope you have the best day ever. Everyone loves you. Everyone loves you. And then also, if you guys want some scrubbing and merch, it's still available. You just got to go to myfanthreads.com/scrubbingin. There will be a link in the episode description to this. A portion of all the merch sold will be going to LAUSD to help those in need. And this merch kicks ass. You got to get some if you don't already.
The pink crop sweater with the scrubbing in down the sleeve is the coziest, maybe the coziest piece of clothing I have.
That's saying a lot because you have blanket pants.
I know, but it's like the perfect, it's soft and it's so soft, but it's not too thick and it's like breathable. And I know a lot of people were talking about the crops being a problem, but I will say I wear a crop top, so maybe my opinion means nothing, but I do feel like if you want to size up, it will be what you want it to be. So go check out the merch. I feel like it's a limited time. Mm-hmm. If you want to be a part of the squad wearing the merch, now is the time. And it's being donated to help people. So it's really the best time to do it.
So get on there, get that merch. All right, ladies, shall we close it out?
Yeah, it's time to say goodbye.
But before we go, I like the idea of next week doing it drunk.
Just being wasted doing the podcast. The three of us with the truth or drink episode gets really fun.
Like, should we do it? Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like we should figure something out.
Okay, talk about it. Even if we just have a cocktail while we record.
Right. Like happy hour. Like we call it happy hour. And scrubbing in listeners can, I don't know how they can be involved, but maybe we can figure out a way how to involve them.
Maybe we make the same drink and then we say that.
They have to drink while we announce.
Yeah, this is the drink of the week.
I like that.
And they have all the ingredients to make the drink of the week.
That's fun.
I like that.
Be fun.
Yeah. So be on the lookout, all you aspiring mixologists out there. We're going to have a drink of the week for you.
Yeah. All right. We love you guys. Thanks for listening. Hope you're all doing okay. We're thinking about you and we love you.
Love you.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.